Horseflies and Meteors, presented by Science at NASA. Like bugs streaking down the side window of a moving car, long and colorful Perseid Earthgrazers could put on a remarkable show before midnight on August 11th. August 9, 2001. Splat! There goes another bug on the windshield. Anyone who's ever driven down a country lane has seen it happen. A fast-moving car, a cloud of multiplying insects, and a big, disgusting mess. The next time that happens to you, instead of feeling grossed out, try thinking of the experience as an astronomy lesson. Your car is Earth. The bugs are tiny flakes of comet dust. The carnage on your windshield? It's a meteor shower. Kids, especially young boys, will love the analogy, and indeed, it's a good one. Earth, like a speeding car, races around the sun, sweeping up everything in its path. As far as we know, there are no insects in space, but there are plenty of small asteroids and bits of comet dust. They hit Earth's atmosphere, splat, and disintegrate as fiery streaks of light called meteors. This weekend, our planet will plow through a dense swarm of dust shed by periodic comet Swift Tuttle, hitting our atmosphere at about 59 kilometers per second, or 132,000 miles per hour. The disintegrating specks will unleash a beautiful meteor shower called the Perseids, which peaks on August 12th. Coincidentally, many of those dust specks will be about the size of tiny insects, perhaps as small as a flea or a mite. Meteoroids, which is what scientists call dust grains before they burn up in the atmosphere, make vivid streaks across the sky not because they're big, but because they are fast-moving. In this respect, cosmic meteoroids differ from Earthling bugs. Bugs move slowly with respect to cars, but meteoroids travel through space about as fast as Earth does. Our planet circles the sun, traveling 67,000 miles per hour. Nevertheless, like slower-moving bugs, meteoroids accumulate mostly on the front windshield. You won't find meteoroids on the front windshield of your car, of course. Instead, they streak across the front windshield of our planet. That's right, Earth has a windshield. It's our atmosphere. The atmosphere protects us from the solar wind and assorted debris of space, much as a car's windshield deflects the elements from its passengers. The front windshield of our planet is the early morning sky. Earth circles the sun dawn side first, scooping up whatever lies on that side of the planet. Because Earth rotates once a day, everyone gets a daily turn looking out the front windshield. It's overhead around 6 a.m. local time. Those dark hours just before sunrise are usually the best for meteor watching. That's why most experts suggest looking for Perseids before dawn on Sunday, August 12th. No matter where you live, the shower will climax when Earth's front windshield is overhead. But Earth, like a car, has many windows. The front isn't the only one. What about the others? Rear windows tend to be dull. Not many bugs accumulate on the rear pane of a car, and likewise, not many meteoroids catch up to Earth from behind. The early evening sky, Earth's rear window, is not a good place to look for shooting stars. The July 23, 2001 Pennsylvania fireball, which streaked over the U.S. East Coast around 6 p.m. local time, was an exception. It was a spectacular rear window meteor. Side windows, the ones to the left and right of passengers and cars, can be more interesting. Zooming down a bug-infested country lane, side windows don't collect many insects, but the ones they do are worth examining. Bugs that strike side windows do so at a shallow angle, and they leave remarkable streaks, long and, colorful. This weekend you can watch for the celestial rendition of such streaky bugs when Perseid meteoroids strike our planet's side window. Between 9 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th, and midnight on Sunday, August 12th, the Perseid Radiant, the point in the sky from which meteors will appear to stream, will lie low on the northeastern horizon. Meteoroids emerging from the radiant during that time will skim the atmosphere horizontally, much like a bug skimming the side window of an automobile. Meteor watchers call such shooting stars Earth grazers. They leave colorful, long-lasting trails. These meteors are extremely long, says Robert Lunsford, Secretary General of the International Meteor Organization. I have never been able to capture an Earth grazer on film. Being shy, they tend to hug the horizon rather than shooting overhead where most cameras are aimed. There are exceptions, he added. The most spectacular earth grazer I ever saw occurred shortly after 11 p.m. on November 16, 1996. I was facing east, watching for Leonid meteors, when this orange streak crawled over the hill low in the east. It climbed high and traversed the southern sky. The event lasted at least 5 seconds, an eternity for a meteor watcher. Its peak brightness was similar to Jupiter. The entire track was a vivid orange, and the head of the meteor had a diffuse halo. Earth grazers are rarely numerous, cautions Phil Cook, a member of the Space Environments team at the Marshall Space Flight Center. But even if you only see a few, you're likely to remember them. Spotting Perseid earth grazers is a good thing to try this Saturday after 9 p.m., Cook added. The Perseid shower, per se, won't climax until Sunday morning before dawn. But by then, a bright quarter moon will lie high in the sky, casting a strong glare across Earth's front windshield. Saturday night earth grazers, spotted before moonrise, could prove to be the best part of the 2001 Perseid shower. Perseid earth grazers, long and colorful, shy, truly remarkable. And they won't leave a gooey residue. Catch some if you can. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA and the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.